453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Allie.
And Allie. Allie, you're sitting in for Stephanie this
evening. That's right.
Thank you for doing that.
No problem.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Talk about anything you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's the name of the game. That's what we do. And, you know, tonight I want to start off with an article that just got me all burnt up. And you'll see why that's kind of a, you know, funny statement here in just a second. The situation is in Billings, Montana. This is off the Missoulin.com. I guess there was one of the 40,000 drug raids that go on in this country every year. This was just another one. And the police were going to raid this house of this family where there's a 12-year-old and a another child that they didn't know were in the house. They had intelligence that this house was being used to make meth.
I see. And to do raids, they do have to have warrants, right?
Yeah,
okay.
They're going to get a warrant. But it's all they have to do, basically, is say, hey, judge, we have evidence.
Probable cause.
We've got not even that.
Not even? Wow.
You know, I mean, they have to have some kind of intelligence that there's something going on in there. Now, mm-hmm. They had enough intelligence to know that there's a drug lab in the house that wasn't there, but they didn't have enough intelligence to know that there were two kids in the house that were there.
Mm.
So they did confiscate some stuff and call it evidence. But there were no arrests made and no drug stuff in the house. So a 12-year-old girl suffered burns to one side of her body when a flashbang grenade went off right next to her as police SWAT team raided a house in the West End Tuesday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I want you to try to imagine what it's like to be sleeping in the room with your sister and a flashbang grenade goes off within 8 inches of you.
I mean, isn't that the reason why they're like, we must bust these meth labs, they're dangerous, explosions could happen, and kids could die.
Apparently.
And they found no meth lab. The only thing that was endangering this kid was the cops, apparently.
The drugs are bad. The war on drugs is worse. Let me go on here. There's a picture in this, by the way, of the wall with a, I'm going to call it a 2-foot circular hole busted in on the wall. This flashbang grenade had enough power to blow a hole or a big giant dent thing in the wall and knock the nails out of the drywall, and it burned this girl terrible. I mean, there's a picture of it, and it's not a pretty burn. And I can only imagine what it's like to have a flashbang grenade go off in the house. And
was it something she had to be hospitalized for?
Oh, yeah, they took her to the hospital, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
It's nuts. So she questioned why the police would take such an action with children in the home and why it needed a SWAT team. A simple knock at the door, and I would have let them in, said the mother. The police say that it was totally unforeseen and totally unplanned and extremely regrettable. We certainly did not want a juvenile or anyone else, for that matter, to get injured. And this just goes to show how bad their intelligence was. And I just wonder, you know, what is this intelligence that they've got?
Right.
And is this worth it? Back in Prohibition times, when with alcohol, it was the St. Valentine's Day massacre where 8 guys who were, you know, gang members moving alcohol were lined up and shot. And that was pretty much the end of it emotionally for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But Americans don't care right now if people or gang members are being shot over Prohibition, whether it's marijuana or meth or whatever kind of Prohibition it is. I'm wondering if a girl getting blown up by a grenade by the local police department, you know, getting burnt and I can't imagine what happened to their eardrums.
Right. And, I mean, the fact that it's an American girl, I'm sure, means a lot more to people. I mean, what about all the incidents that happen overseas from the United States? That apparently, you know, doesn't bother people whatsoever, at least not enough that it changes any of the policies.
It doesn't seem to matter. I mean, there's just so many police officers out there making so much money doing these 40,000 drug raids that go on in the country that I just don't think it can be stopped. This public sector mm-hmm. union is just too powerful at this point.
Right. Well, I think part of being a police officer, I don't know if you're in order to do the job and be effective, you have to see the public as this crowd of criminals and people that are trying to do illegal things behind your back. And to some degree it is, but they think it's all, they see the public and most people as just lowlifes, and that, you know, whipping them into shape can only help the situation. So then when they go about these raids, they're trying to be sneaky, which, you know, a lot of the people involved in the raids don't realize how little information they might have in executing the raid. I mean, who do you blame for this?
Who do I blame for this? I guess I just have to blame sort of apathy on the American people's part, because the police are going to continue. We know what the police are going to do. The Missoulian Police Department, or excuse me, this is Billings. The Billings Police Department, the SWAT team, will go out on another raid tomorrow if they have the same kind of information and the same kind of piece of paper from the judge that says that they can kick somebody's door in and throw grenades in their house. They'll do the same thing over and over again if they're ordered to do it. You cannot count on the police. You cannot hold the police officers responsible. No one will do it. They'll say they're just doing their jobs.
If you try to
take this cop and you charge him with aggravated assault, they'll say, whoa, I've got qualified immunity. I was ordered to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, not that that mattered in Nuremberg, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, he should be, it's aggravated assault. He stuck a flashbang grenade through a kid's window, and he didn't know he was going to do it. And if you want to charge his commanding officers, great. Let's charge him on up the line to president, because they're all responsible. The sergeant who gave the order, the lieutenant who gave him the order, the captain who gave him the order, the police chief, the mayor, on up to the city council, you know, everybody. As far as I'm concerned, they're all culpable.
Well, they're all more aware of these kind of things happening than the American public, the apathetic American public. I mean, it would be nice if these stories, you know, made more major news sources. If this was playing on MSNBC, then maybe more people would be up in arms about it. But for whatever reason, people just don't want to hear this stuff.
It's either people don't want to hear it. I think that if people were confronted with the war on drugs on a more regular basis, that they would come to the conclusion that this is not working. Mm-hmm. But to some extent, it's the media doesn't think they want to hear it, so they don't deliver it, and then they don't hear it, so they don't deliver it, and it just keeps on going down the line.
Does the media not report on these things because they think people don't want to hear it, or because they are being paid by governmental organizations to report on the news that helps the government?
I think that it comes down to the government provides, and at all levels provides media with their information. So, I mean, most of the news that is news comes from police liaisons, police departments, and, you know, these kind of organizations. And if the media takes on those organizations, then those reporters that do it are going to be persona non grata. So if this is the name of...
Well, if you heard the story from Amber Lyon from CNN, she talks about how CNN, censors a lot of stories where journalists are out there risking their lives to report on the truth, and then it doesn't get covered in the news. And in fact, they'll sit there and report on lies. They'll know that something's not the truth. Like when it came to the riots in Egypt, they're like, oh, obviously it has to do with this film. Well, they had information that proved otherwise,
mm-hmm.
and yet they still reported that it had to do with some anti-Muslim film.
I did read the same article, and I guess I don't entirely understand. I know that there's collusion, and I don't understand why there's collusion. But I do know that if I was trying, I've tried to get police agencies to talk to me, and they want nothing to do with Free Talk Live.
Mm.
All Free Talk Live can do is report on news stories that other reporters have reported on. There's no way that any police agency is going to talk to me because they believe that I'm out to get them. Simply by the fact that I want to hold people accountable for their actions, I'm out to get them.
Mm.
And what that says to me is the police departments that I've spoken to have no interest in accountability.
Or they have something to hide.
Well, what are they trying to hide? What don't they want to be accountable for? Can anyone justify this? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hello? Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Allie.
But we have been talking about this story going on in, that went on this week in Billings, Montana, where I guess a flashbang grenade was thrown through the window or placed through the window. It's kind of a strange situation. I'll go on in the story here in just a second. If you're looking for back episodes of Free Talk Live, they're available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. We have the last 7 days right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. And then if you want anything past 7 days on back, like 6 years, you can get it at archives.freetalklive.com. We make it completely free to you because we want you to listen to Free Talk Live. So it's archives.freetalklive.com. So I'm just going to go on with the story here from the Missoulian, written by, oh, I had this guy's name just a second ago, Zach Benoit, something like Benoit. Anyway, St. John said investigators did plenty of homework on the resident. This is the residence where they didn't know the little girls were sleeping in the bedroom, or mm-hmm. that there were little girls there.
Kids leave behind all kinds of signs. Like, you can tell when there's kids in a house. They have toys. I saw pictures of the bedroom. It's not like they were, I don't know what the socioeconomic status of this family was, but they had like a nice little setup in the room and everything, of course, before the grenade went off in it. There's toys and stuff. You can tell when there's a little kid in the house, usually.
It's not. They're not too little. This girl's 12, and I believe she's staying in the older sister's bedroom, if I remember the story correctly.
Older kids, bigger toys.
But what I just don't believe that there was any intelligence work done.
Mm-hmm.
There are 40,000 drug raids in this country every year, and that means that they've got to do a lot of drug raids. And why would you do more research when you can do less? Hey, we got somebody who says that they're making meth down at 555, Rogers Way. Let's go down there and check it out. We've got to be careful. Make sure we get a no-knock raid warrant, and we'll go and bust in. What's the big deal? If it's the wrong house, it's not like it matters. It's not like any police officer has ever been thrown in jail for aggravated assault by tossing a grenade into somebody's room.
Right, and the individual police involved do they care so much if this tarnishes their department's reputation?
I think when it comes to kids, yeah, I think the police officers do care. I think they just tend to get lucky. There's not too many incidences where kids are out there, generally, they're pretty deferential when it comes to children.
But so many people have kids. How come this doesn't happen more often?
There's just not that many stories out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just not too many. There have been some incidences where cops have shot kids and killed them in home raids. But, most of the time, the news doesn't carry non-white kids being shot. They just don't do it. And so, a dead black kid in a drug raid just doesn't matter that much. Most drug raids probably go on. At least there's probably a disproportionately larger number of drug raids that go on in ethnically non-white houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it's a racist, that they're shooting black kids because they're black or Mexican kids because they're Mexican. I'm just saying that for whatever reason, the TV news doesn't care as much when a child is non-white. And it's just this disparity that goes on. It's bad. It's wrong.
Is it just because it's so common that they figure, well, it's not newsworthy because it happens all the time?
I can't answer. So anyway, they didn't know that the kids were there. And the information that we had did not have any juveniles in the house and did not have any juveniles in the room. We generally do not introduce these disorienting devices. They call this a disorienting device. This thing blew a hole in the wall.
Right.
And burned a little girl. This is not a disorienting device unless it's several feet away from you. And I can only imagine what happened to the ears of these kids. My ears are no good from rock concerts back when I was 18 years old or something, younger than that, 16 years old. And I can only imagine what it was like.
Imagine trying to sleep at night after experiencing something like that.
These girls are actually having a lot of trouble with that, is the claim of the mother. I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but I don't believe the cop's story when it comes to, well, we did have a whole bunch of homework and we just couldn't find any kids in this house.
Right.
So the decision to use a SWAT team was based on a detailed checklist the department uses in serving warrants. The investigators considered dozens of items such as residents' past criminal convictions, other criminal history, mental illness, and previous interactions with law enforcement. Each item is assigned a point value. If the total exceeds a certain threshold, SWAT is requested. Then a commander approves or rejects the request. On Tuesday's raid, the points exceeded the threshold. Investigators called in SWAT. Every bit of information and intelligence that we had comes together, and we determined the kind of risk that there was there. The warrant is based on some hard evidence and everything we knew at the time. But he said the risk wasn't there, and that this was Fashing, I guess it's the mother, and the entry created for her and her daughters a sense of fear that they can't shake. I'm going to have to take them to counseling, and they're never going to get over that. A claims process is already being started with the city, and St. John said it's not an overnight process, but it does determine, if it does determine the police department needs to make restitution, they will. If we were in the wrong and we made a mistake, we're going to take care of that. But if it determines that we're not, how can you ever take care of setting off a flashbang grenade next to a little girl?
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, paying for the doctor's bills, I guess, and the counseling afterwards is a start. But ending the drug war would be nice.
Yeah, well, that's the only way this kind of stuff is ever going to stop. So, Flashing's considering legal action for now, but she's more concerned about her daughters. They said here, the police said St. John declined to release specifics on the drug case, citing the active investigation. But he did say that activity was significant enough where our drug unit requested a search warrant. So they're claiming that they knew something. They knew enough about drug activity going on in the house, but they didn't know about kids there. It would seem to me you'd take a greater deal of investigation to find out that there was a meth lab in a house that they didn't find,
right,
than kids in a house that they did find. That says to me that they had an informant, and that's all they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens all the time. Informants give bad information because they don't want to be in trouble. They'll just say anything. Let me out of here.
Well, that's why torture works.
Right. It doesn't work. That's why torture doesn't work, is because people will give any kind of bad information.
I know, but that's the argument that they like to say, is that, you know, they're so desperate to prove some kind of wrongdoing that they're willing to go on bad information because, like you said, there's not really consequences for their actions if it's wrong.
The yellow cake claim from Iraq was gleaned through torture of somebody in Egypt through the CIA's rendition program. So, I mean, the whole claim that went on in Iraq, and there was some corroboration that went on too, but the beginning of that claim was torture,
mm-hmm,
and getting bad information. So the mother says, I'd like to see whoever threw those grenades in my daughter's room be reprimanded. If anybody else did this, it would have been aggravated assault. I just want to see the city is held accountable for what they did to my children. She's asking for a reprimand,
yeah,
of the person who did this, but I don't think we're ever going to see accountability in
how do
police
not even,
departments
at least
until,
ask them to
until
be,
they're accountable.
At least ask them to be fired or something. I mean, people just, maybe this woman, and, you know, I feel, like, terrible for this family, but why does she only want them to be reprimanded? Why, if it was a, like, if this happened in a McDonald's, she would be like, that employee better get fired. I don't ever want to see them working here again.
It's the insanity of authority. When, you know, we've looked at the Milgram experiments, we've looked at the prison experiments, and we've looked at these things, and people don't hold others responsible that have been ordered to do something. But they want to hold the person who's been ordered to, who ordered it, either. So it's this crazy kind of culpability thing. 855-450-3733. What do you think should be done in this circumstance? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or go to BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Allie.
I want to tell you about, real quick, the Free State Project. Allie, both you and I moved up here to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
That's right.
And real quick, in your words, Free State Project, what is it?
Free State Project is a movement to get liberty-loving people to New Hampshire so that we're better able to cooperate, either, you know, civil disobedience or inside the system activism, whatever it is that floats your boat and you see, you know, furthering liberty, you move here and you have people around you that will support you.
And so the idea is to get 20,000 people to pick up their lives and move. At this point, 1,000 people have and about 13,000 have signed up to do that. And actually, it's 1,000 in-state. Some were here already when the Free State, when New Hampshire was picked for the Free State Project, if I need to be exact on this. But, you know, things are already happening. The state budget has already been cut by 12% in New Hampshire. There are several, you know, more than a dozen Free Staters that have been elected, and like more than 100 New Hampshire House representatives have been endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There's a lot of things happening in New Hampshire. If you care about liberty and the liberty of other people, it may be that the Free State Project's for you. Go check it out at freestateproject.org. Get signed up and, you know, get prepared to move. It's a freestateproject.org. So, we were talking in this incident where a girl, 12 years old, was burned by a flashbang grenade that went off right next to her. It blew a large chunk, you know, dent in the wall about 2 feet round and burned her. And, you know, I can only imagine the damage that was done to their eardrums. Apparently, the idea was that there was a meth lab in the house. The police did not confiscate a meth lab and did not make any arrests.
So what is the point of using these flash grenades?
To disorient people.
So the idea.
If this went on in the house, you'd be like, what the heck was that? And then, you know, you'd be disoriented and the cops would come through. You know, I mean, maybe yelling police would have been sufficient. Maybe not.
Right. I mean, usually they just run in there like barge, kick the door in and then start pointing guns at people.
Flashbang grenades are very common in these no-knock raids, and there are 40,000 of them going on in the United States every year. And Americans just don't seem to care that that's happening. I've got another story here. This is from News Channel 6, WJBF.com. Richmond County Sheriff's investigators raid the wrong house, hold a family at gunpoint. Investigators with the Richmond County Sheriff's Office say they accidentally served a search warrant on the wrong house while looking for a suspected drug dealer in Burke County.
This sounds like deja vu.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, they do this, you know, they're not even, you would think that if you were going to do a raid that you would want to be really, really sure that you got the right house.
Well, if you make a mistake 1% of the time in your business, you're doing pretty well. I mean, people make mistakes all the time. But with 40,000 drug raids in this country, one mistake, 1%, a 1% mistake is 400 bad drug raids.
Well, yeah, because it would depend on what your business does, right? So if you're making fast food, then, you know, you could get away with making a mistake 5% of the time, because who cares if you didn't put pickles on the hamburger?
Right.
If you're talking about raiding people's homes, then you want to get that as close to zero as humanly possible.
It's nuts. I don't think you can get it, I don't think you can get it down to zero. The problem, and I don't think it's 1%, by the way. I don't know what the percentage is. But I would suspect that there is more than 1% of mistakes made. I mean, police would have to be superhuman to only make mistakes 1% of the time. But and these stories, they just go completely unreported by mainstream media.
I mean, how much do, most of what I know about the way that the police work is based on these stories and what I see on TV, right? So I don't really know how it works, but it seems like they do factor in the media when they make their decisions. Like, that is somehow, they're kind of at odds with the media, not at odds, but they're worried about the media might say if they mess up, right? So that influences their decision making to some degree, I would have to say. And if the media doesn't report on these things, if it's not going to be a big story, then why should they care so much if they have the right house?
You know, the local media tends to report on these. That's where we get the stories from.
Right.
But they, you know, you don't see generally the national media putting this together. You don't say, look, it happened here. It happened in Billings. It happened in Richmond near Augusta, Georgia. And, putting these stories together. So here's Susan Treat says, this is the woman whose house this was, says she was standing in her laundry room just a few feet from the back door when Richmond and Burke County Sheriff's Officer burst through the door looking for a suspected drug dealer. Treat says she thought her family's lives were in danger and she thought the officers were there to help. But she knew that wasn't the case when she says at gunpoint the police ordered her, her pregnant daughter, and her 3-year-old granddaughter to get on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Can somebody out there in Radio Land at 855-450-3733 explain to me why you would put a 3-year-old on the floor at gunpoint when looking for a drug dealer?
Well, you know, the 3-year-olds can have tantrums and get in the way of things.
I guess.
They shoot dogs.
You can't convince a 3-year-old with a gun to do anything.
They shoot, like, these small, like, very small dogs that are obviously not going to get in their way. They do all kinds of stuff that's non-threatening, and they just want obedience from everyone. And, what they've done if the child hadn't gotten on the floor, what they done?
Well, I think dogs are threatening in a house, and that dogs will bite people that don't belong there, and they don't see badges. What I think the problem is the police coming in people's, yards.
Well, that's why people get dogs, is for security. And when the cops are just coming in there,
to keep people with guns out of their house.
Right.
But these people with guns have badges, too. And these badges give them the right to shoot your animal and put your 3-year-old and your pregnant daughter on the floor and just do what they want. So anyway, Treat says that her family, two officers were standing over me, on top of me, with guns. She says the officers searched her house for almost an hour. She says, cussing and calling her a liar. If you'd have been using cuss words in front of my 4-year-old son, I would be that's how old he is. I mean, this is a 3-year-old we're talking about here. I'd be really angry. Kids pick up words.
Yeah. But that's kind of trivial compared to what they've already done in the situation.
I understand, but, you know, I mean, it's one of the things that can't be undone.
It's a lack of professionalism.
My son doesn't know these words. And I don't need you coming in my house, knocking my stuff over, pointing guns at me, and teaching him these bad words.
Right. Although,
I mean, for God's sakes, we pay these police officers and they're walking around cussing at people. A police officer shouldn't be cussing at a rapist. He should never use the word. He should never be using these words, not in dealing with the public. You want to go home and cuss at your kid and cuss at your wife? Go right ahead. You want to cuss with your friends? Fine. You put that uniform on, you say a cuss word, and you should lose your job.
Well, it helps to intimidate people.
I guess. I mean, you don't think the badge and the gun are enough? These people went on right on the floor.
They pull out all the stops as far as intimidating people. They'll do everything. I mean, it doesn't require them to be professionals about it. They're not there kicking down your door and pointing guns at you to be professional.
They claim professionalism. If you're going to claim professionalism, you need to act like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's going to say, we want the cussing police squad. No community, and these are supposed to be, that badge is supposed to be an emblem that the community gives the police officer to imbue them, to make them an agent of their power and authority. No one's going to say, we want the cussing officers on our squad.
Well, people will say, you know, if you knew what these cops saw on a daily basis, then you would cut them a break. I mean, what are they supposed to do?
I'll be happy to cut them a break. You get all the break in the world. You cuss, you're out of here. That's it. No more cussing. It's easy. If every police officer that cussed while in uniform was fired, you wouldn't see any more cussing for police officers. They'd immediately change their ways.
I actually don't even really care so much about the cussing when I'm honest about it.
I do.
It doesn't bother me.
And they take my taxes to pay their paycheck. You care about other things, and that's fine, and you should get that service out of your police
officers. I also don't have kids, so I don't know. Maybe that would change my mind.
I'm sure it would, but you know, maybe it wouldn't. Well, anyway, we'll take your phone calls. 855-450-3733, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, Hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican. You are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about police misconduct and the war on drugs and the foreseeable consequences to those things here on Free Talk Live this evening with Mark.
And Allie.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to get it. You can get ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be that you or someone you love, you can get it there. And you'll get it at the best prices. The best prices I've seen and I believe that you're going to see. Before you buy any outdoor equipment, go to ManVentureOutpost.com. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. At ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go straight into the calls here. I'm having a technical difficulty here. Bobby in Lakeland, Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hopefully my cell phone's coming through. I just found your guys' show last night, and I was looking through the website, and I just said, I just wanted to say I like the show, and you got a long-time listener. I'm going to start listening now.
Awesome.
Great. Thanks, Bobby. Anything specific you want to talk about, or just let us know you're out there?
No, I just like that guy from copblog.org. I think it's crazy, you know, when you're taping the cops and stuff, the wiretapping laws, and I think abuse of power is going real bad from the police brutality. And, you know, I've encountered police officers be pretty rude and stuff, and I've gotten pulled over, and they always want to check because, you know, I'm 22, and they always ask to search me no matter what, even if I'm not even doing anything. And I know my rights, so I tell them no. I always tell them no.
Yeah, and video is the only way that we're ever going to be able to hold people accountable.
Right. I also happen to be...
They're going to get the dogs. They're going to bring the dogs out, and they usually never do.
I happen to be the same age as you, and in Alabama, I felt the same way. Like, if I was getting pulled over, they're going to want to search my car. It didn't matter why they're pulling me over. But since moving to New Hampshire, I haven't been pulled over once. And not really hassled by the cops. Like, I don't feel like I'm being singled out for being young, like I felt like from, you know, like I was in Alabama. So I don't know how much that has to do with just, you know, the cops and where you're from, but they definitely do single out young people because they assume that we're all on drugs, which is some degree that's true.
Yeah, people are more likely to do drugs than older people, I would say.
Yeah, they do, but I still don't think it's right. I mean, they always search me. Whenever I can pull over for anything, and I always tell them no, and I never have anything on me anyways.
Do what's that? What happens generally when you tell them no? Usually they don't search, okay. Or do they do?
Well, what he'll do, he'll hem-haw a little bit, and then he'll go back and take my license and run it or whatever. And he'll usually, you know, if it's like a traffic violation, you know, I always get the ticket. I never get a warning or anything.
Right. Somebody who says no on a search isn't going to get away without a ticket.
Yeah, sometimes they'll tell me that, you know, if they let me search, you know, you might be able to just let me off with a warning. You know, I just tell them no anyways. I just don't want to move in my car, so I usually don't never get a warning, though.
No, look, pal, you want to search my car and I don't get a ticket, that's fine. You want to make that deal now, let's make it on video.
Right.
You know, I'd like to be able to make sure that that's the case. As long as you promise to put everything back exactly where you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they'll do is they'll rip the panels off and leave your crap lying on the side of the road sometimes.
That's why I don't trust them.
No, I agree. They can always find something that that wasn't there, you know?
Receipt or something left, or I don't know anything. They could plan something.
It's happened. It's not like it's never happened. Bobby, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
It is shocking to me that people will trust police to search their car. I mean, there's the problem of they could find something that wasn't actually there. There could be stuff in your car that you don't even know was there before that someone else put there. That can definitely happen, especially if it was like a used car or something, and they suspect that there might be, you know, if they tear it apart and look under the seats, you don't know what's in your car.
It's true. I mean, I'm sure that's happened to other people, and it's happened to me. You know, I was in a situation where, the police asked to search, and, you know, I spent 9 years in prison, and I was certain there wasn't anything in my cell. But the guy who had been there before me, I wasn't sure about, and they mm-hmm. searched so thoroughly, they found something that was there before. It was the sheer look of shock on my face, because I was, you know, goading them like, you're wasting your time, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheer look of shock on my face, I believe, is what got me out of trouble.
Wow.
Happens. 855-450-3733. Let's go to David in Keene. Listen to 94.3.
Good evening, Allian and Mark.
What's going on, David?
Hi. I was going to say about, like, I noticed Mark was upset about the swearing and stuff in the house, which mm-hmm. I can completely understand because I wouldn't like it either. And the police just seem like they stomp around like, I don't have to respect you. And that swearing is just another. When you go into somebody's home, you're supposed to be respectful. Would we want a plumber to be swearing and disrespectful in our house around our family? I don't think so.
And they're serving and protecting.
And we're forced to pay for the police, right? So I am 100% on board with your umbrage on that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that using cuss words will take away their strength, and I don't disagree with that statement. I think that the F-bomb these days is not nearly the powerful word it was when I was younger or whatever. But I think that parents should be able to choose, and people should be able to, people should not be subjected to cussing if they don't want it, especially in their home.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're forced to pay for police officers, I mean, those uniforms, those badges, those cars, everything that they've got on them, except for their underpants, we bought. And if they're going to go around using that language while they're on duty, I think that the easiest way to stop that is just start firing a few of them. Suddenly, cussing's going to drop dramatically.
Right. I think it's kind of silly, though, that people get upset about cussing, frankly. I mean, I assume the reason that you don't want to be cussing around your kid is because you want to preserve it so that it's more special when he's of age, so that when he cusses, it means something, right?
What do I think? I think that,
you know, your kid's going to be cussing at some point.
I think that when children of a certain age use certain words, it makes the parents look bad. In the same way that you put on nice clothes when you leave the house,
mm-hmm.
you leave the house with a kid that doesn't know how to cuss. And it shows a sort of a level of upbringing. It shows a certain class and attention to things. And, you know, that's how it is. You know, if my kid went to the Waldorf school in town, cussing like a sailor. What's that going to say about my family?
It's more about appearances and not sure letting is. The, like, I can see what you're saying, because the way your kids act really shows a lot about your home life that you might not want other people to know. You might be really great at disguising what it's really like to live with you, but once you have a kid, I mean, people are going to find out what it's like.
David?
Oh, hi. I was just listening, and it was good. Well, I was just going to say, as a closer, that obviously that the swearing is like the lowest part of the bad stuff. That
oh, I'd rather get cussed at than shot at. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, David. I'm no doubt, and we'll go on with the story just a little bit further here, what happened in Georgia. But I get it. It's just an easy thing to make a rule about. You put that uniform on and that badge is in place, no cussing.
Do you think that would change more than just their language if they were expected to act professionally?
I maybe it would send a message about professionalism, but maybe it wouldn't. It would really be about what they... I think that introductory time period, that they would be... that you would be able to introduce more professionalism into the policing environment. Or you could just let things be the same except for the cussing, and then people would get used to whatever that was, that circumstance.
If you're having an argument with someone, and then the first person to start introducing cussing into the argument, now all of a sudden, the language sounds more violent, right?
Yep.
So if the people involved in the argument are prone to violence, that makes it more likely that violence could happen, right? So I could see maybe that, I don't know that making a rule against cops cussing would really make them less violent, but I don't think that the cussing helps the situation. I think it pumps them up more. I think when they start cussing, it makes the likelihood that they're going to hurt you go up.
Well, I also think, I think that anybody who's cussing appears to be more threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons to do it, is to be more passionate. People pay attention to me a little more.
Right.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on it are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.